mitzvah of Parshas Zohar. The Torah says, Zohar, Eis Asher Asolach HaMolek. We have a mitzvah to remember that which HaMolek did to us. And the Parsha continues, and the end of the Parsha says, Lois Hishkoch. So we have a mitzvah Aseh and a mitzvah Lois Aseh to remember that which HaMolek did to Klal Yisrael. The Torah also gives another mitzvah of Mochaitim Chayyavachim to eradicate the HaMolek. Chazal, the more Megillah understands that this mitzvah is that there's a halacha of not just to think in your mind, because it's besides it, if that would be enough to say Al Tishkach, Lo Tishkach, don't forget. So you're remembering it in your head. The fact that it says the word Zachar tells me that it has to be not only in your mind, but you actually have to express it. You have to say it with your mouth. You have to say it bepet. So there's a mitzvah of saying the Schir bepet. Then the more understands that it says the word Zohar, and it says Ksoiv Zos Zikaron B'Sefer, that should be done from a Sefer as well. So it's not enough for me to now just say it on my own, but I have to say it from a Sefer, and the definition of a Sefer means a kosher Sefer Torah. So there's a din of a Sefer, you have to read it from a Sefer Torah. That's a din of Raisa, like many Rishonim. That which we lay in it specifically right before Purim, that's a Tekanah Rabbanon. According to some, even that fact you need a sefer might be the Rabbanon. It's one of the Alaparshias, which was our Masakin, a mitzvah the Rabbanon. But there are many Rishonim holds that it's a mitzvah the Rice, it's a read from a sefer Torah. Therefore, the sefer Torah which we're going to use is going to be, they were trying going to have the most kosher sefer Torah you're going to be able to have. This is possibly your only case of a mitzvah of Kriyas HaTorah, Mita Raisa. So you want to make sure the sefer Torah is kosher. You have to read it bepet. So the Balkari, Baruch Hashem, he accomplishes that. He's reading bepet, but I'm just listening. So exactly what's supposed to happen over there. So there's a concept in the law of Shemei Kaina. So Shemei Kaina means when the other person says it's if I said it. He's holding the cup of wine, and he's making Kiddush. It says Zachar by Shabbos also. There's a din that you have to say it. He's saying it. I'm not saying it. I'm just listening. Shemei Kaina allows me to be yotz with him as well. But the Shulchan Aruch understands that this requires that I have, that person who's saying it has intent to be mitzi me, and I have intent to be yotze. So he's talking about, it says about Kiddush. It says about brachas. So what about over here? Do you require intent over here as well? So Moshe Rabbeinu actually says you don't require, because the Ikra Mitzvah he understands is the saying of pet order to remember. So as long as somebody said and you're listening, that would be sufficient for that. But many poskim suggest that you need to have kavanah, mitzvah deraisa, and you need to have kavanah to be yotze the mitzvah. The mitzvah you're going to be yotze is the mitzvah of schiris mechias amolek, to be zarech in order to come to eradicate amolek. So a person should have in mind to be yotze that mitzvah, and the person who's leining will have in mind to be yotze as well. Should you read along with a chumash? Many times you find that it's easier to focus when you're hearing the somebody saying something. It's easier to focus if you're reading along. Well, if you hold that you need a kosher sefer Torah, we don't want you reading along, because then you'll be reading from your chumash, not from the sefer Torah. So people should not be reading along with the balkari as he's leaning. People should just be listening clearly to the balkari. In order to yotze the mitzvah, it's not words, it's an idea, it's a concept. So you have to know what the words mean. So a person should, beforehand, the person should take out a chumash and just make sure he understands what the words mean of the parsha, so he's going to be able to yotze the mitzvah properly by having the understanding of what he's hearing. This chiyuv applies to men. Chiyuv also, it's questionable whether it applies to women. It's a mitzvah to say, shaloy azman grama. There's not a specific time in the Raisa when it's supposed to take place, so women should be chayiv. There's a Sefer HaChinuch which says women are potter. So that creates the question what to do with women. The question that takes it the next step is, if you need dafka Sefer Torah, can we do a Kriyas HaTorah later on in the day and have a Kriyas HaTorah for women, specifically for women? So Rav Moshe held that we should not take out a Sefer Torah specifically just for women, but when the Sefer Torah already is out, we can lend lane for the women as well. So by Shabbos Mincha, they can roll the Sefer Torah, and so it's a Parsha Zohar, it's a long rolling, you can do that. Even if you do it in conjunction with the Kriya later on by Mincha, do it sometime, there should be 10 men there. There is a Shita which Halacha says you're allowed to take a Sefer Torah out with 10 men at Sibur and learn and read from the Sefer Torah, not in conjunction dafka with the Parsha. So, according to that Shita, that would be sufficient over here. That same idea is here, over here as well. But you should have 10 men, the situation. A woman who can't get to shul should read from a chumash. Because again, this drasha that you need dafka from a sefer is a place when it's deraisa derabanan. So at least on the deraisa level, a person would read from a chumash, there would be yotze. If a person missed the kriya, whatever reason, the person missed the kriya, the person wasn't feeling well, etc. So the Magen Rambam says you can be yotze the mitzvah by listening to the kriya of the parasha Purim morning of Vayavoy Amalek, which talks about the story of Amalek, and you can have in mind to be yotze the mitzvah of remembering what was done. That's the Magen Rambam. Now, if that situation you're going to do that, you should tell the Balkari beforehand to have your mind to be yotze you, and you should have in mind to be yotze this mitzvah of Schiris Mechias Amalek. The Magen Mishabur is not comfortable with this Magen Avram. The Mishabur is not comfortable with the Magen Avram because over here the point is remembering in order to get to the command, you're commanded to destroy Amalek. You don't mention that over there. The person says, I will destroy Amalek, not that you should. So what would you do? A person really should have in mind, by Parshas Kisetse, later on in the year, he should have in mind to be Yotze over there. And again, he would point out to the person who is the Balkare to have him in mind to be Yotze. Okay, have a good morning.